Chavtes, Amabez, Tosfos.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello and hello.
Thank you very much. Tana Rabbanon, Lilmay Toivel Yisisha. Learning Torah, getting married, which ones take precedence? Yom Torah, first learn Torah, v'chakal Yisisha, and then get married. The Im Yev Shaloi Beloi Yisha. If you can't go on without a wife. Which I guess means like what the Gemara is going to say later. We'll see in the Gemara later, but...
Is it EFSR life or is EFSR learning Torah?
I guess it means to learn Torah with any type of yeshiva das. You can't do it unless you get a wife first. I assume that's what it means. Yeah. Torah is what I can say. Yitzim is Gaber Olav. Is Yitzim is Gaber Olav. Yeah, it could be nothing to do with learning Torah. It could be Stam. He hates him as Gabarolov. So he's got to like take care of that first. The Gemara says later, Gira Be'inacha Satan, you saw the Gemara get married young, so. Yeah, so he says, if Imi Abshaloi Bela Yisha, then Yisicha Bechakach Yimod Torah. Omer Ravida Mashmu Alocha, no Yisicha Bechakach Yimod Torah. Get married first, then learn. He's going to have to worry about the parnasa. How's he going to have time to learn?
By the way, a little proof.
Yeah. Proof that. But it's not a machleik. It's a lon v'aluhu. Ha lon v'aluhu. One for Eretz Yisrael, one for Bavel. Which means Rabbi Yochanan lived in Bavel, right?
Yeah.
And Shmuel lived in, Shmuel lived in Babel, Rabbi Yechel in Eretz Yisrael. So in Babel, the din would be Noisi Isha V'chakach Yilmoy Torah. Why aren't you worried about the, and what we'll see in Rashi in a minute, why you're not worried. Rabbi Yechel would hold in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do it that way because you won't be able to live, so you got to learn Torah first. Zokter Rashi, Holon Balu, Ubeni Babel Yehoichin V'goyitz Mishnayitz V'atanom Eretz Yisrael. The Menei Bava went there to Israel to learn. Like today, people come there to Israel to learn. They're away learning. And Sarah Rabbi is Mutalim Olav. He doesn't have to be so busy in the Bais. It's Masha from Rashi. It's not the mumminess of the Bais so much, it's just everything. It's taking care of the Bais. So what does he do? Or I guess if he went away, The family would take care of them. They'd be taken care of if he's not there. So he can be Noisi Isha because that accomplishes the Havabalah here. That's the mile of Noisi Isha first because he takes care of the Yetzer. But because he'll have Yisha Badas. But Lahul B'nei Eretz Yisrael, they're not going anywhere. They're staying home because the yeshivas are there. Yeah. If Noisi Isha, you talk about his Mutolin Olav. He'll have to be very busy, you know, with everything in the Tzarchei Bayis. If he won't be able to learn. So he should get his learning in prep, learning in first. Before he gets married.
I'm not talking about the Tircha supporting a wife. I mean, the
I don't know. Tzarchei Bayis. Maybe that includes. I don't know. Whatever that includes. Tzarchei Bayis. Whatever that includes, it's clear that the Bnei Bavel, once they went away, didn't have to worry about that. It was taken care of. There's two ways I can understand that. Either it's not talking about money is talking about tzarchei bayis, or if it is talking about money, I guess they would go and live. The father, if he went off there to sell, they'd go and live in the by the rest of the family, I guess. So they're basically taken care of. But Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're living at home.
Family, so then wouldn't you have that support? Like, didn't they normally get married? And then, like, the parents would build them, the house.
I don't know. But I don't know. I guess not. Not necessarily. It sounds like here that Bnei Yisrael was staying home. They would have to take care of a lot of things. It's only the ones who went away. Whatever the Matzias was exactly, how they did it. That's, you know what I mean? Zevi, Gevaldik. Halan v'halu. Zog Tosfos. Pierce we go to name Babo Yoch because we rise on Berzo we talk on the couple come to buy some to lemon as you double the blue here all the door hello all the so on the come as you go to buy some blue all the low at can the rashi because the rabbi no tam now so down because the rabbi tam until now we're quoting rashi yeah we know the rashi we just did the rashi right the tam kash the mashma the om shmuel the noise is the khila The way Rashi presents Shmuel is that the maila of marrying her first is so that it won't have hear. That's what Rashi says. Umukilo lemilse b'bnei bavel, and that's going on the b'nei bavel. Imke in frektois is a very practical kasha. Akatekir kevin choichel lemoid chutzim koymel. You took care of the hero thing because you got married. But anyway, he's going away. He's not going to be with the Isha. So he might have a hero problem. That's kasha number one. Va'oit kasha. Achash nasa Isha. Ech yeitzi chutzum koimu lamoit. V'lo tzorech lachza acham ezonis ishtu ibonov. The whole thing according to Rav. That's what everybody here is asking. What does it mean? He'll leave and then the tzorech abayis will be taken care of. Adarabba. He won't be able to leave. He'll be stuck in the same position.
Wait,
so I was saying that Rashi must have meant that somehow it's taken care of. But
okay, Rashi meant he goes with his wife.
No, the whole part in Rashi is that he's not busy with Tzarkei Bayis.
That's what I was asking. I thought that Tzarkei Bayis and Tzarkei for your wife. So Tzarkei Bayis, if you have to be there for your family to help support the family, be part of the family.
Family means his wife and kids. That's what family means.
It doesn't mean the bigger.
No, otherwise, what's it got to do with getting married? If he's chayv to, if he's, you know what I'm saying.
Don't worry about his
brothers. Somebody's his right?
Gonna...
If he has chiyuv amalt other family, then that's marriage is not the point there. So Tosfos says in the kasha, which we were all kind of, which I was trying to work out in Rashi, which is, I understand. First of all, it won't help him for here. Second of all, he's still going to take on this oil now, like it said in the Gemara, like Rechaim says, Rechaim and Savora. What's he going to do about that? Tzarkei Bayis, I understand. When he's not around, he doesn't have to help so much. But with the Mezoinis, what's going to happen to the Mezoinis? The Parnassi, yeah? With Verkam the Gidin, Tzarkei Bayis Gemara in Gidin, Ajkon the Sholok with Bab Yosu, but the Adam Abom Mishom Lakan. Said people that go and leave bubble to come there to Israel, it's like they're selling their kids. The kids are going to have to go and be given over as a mashkin just to get enough money to support the family. It's mashkin. He was not very happy with this practice. So how could that be what Shmuel is saying according to Rashi? Yeah. These kashas are starker kashas. We're going to have to understand how Rashi learned. It's not enough to ask kashas like this and then see how Rabbi Tam learns. You have to know how Rashi would answer these kashas. So maybe we'll see. I didn't look into it yet, but we should probably look into Yeshua. Okay, okay, nearly many times, because of that, Rabbeinu Tam learns different. He learns Ipcha. The Halo and Bahalu is the exact opposite. Now, this is a big Kiddush on Rabbeinu Tam, because the assumption is Shmuel is talking about Bavel, and Rabbeinu Tam is talking about Eretz Yisrael, because that's where they were. Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to flip it on its head. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, when he said, Rechaim etzav yasim b'toyro, with the Mibavel diber. He told the Mibavel, Shin yovelanich ishav yadachim b'toyro. Once they're going to go away to learn, they're not going to be able to leave their wife. So to them he said, no, go learn first. Come to Israel to learn. And then go back and get married. And you'll take care of the house then. And also because they were Aniyim. They've been in Babel, so there's no way they could have done it otherwise. And when Shmuel said to get married first, the Bnei Israel Amar, Sheikhoid Lamoidim Koin Mom. They can learn there because they're home anyway. They could be busy learning and also worried about the house, number one. But Gan, the Mashirim, and also they generally had more money. So they had more of a room to not have to worry so much. So therefore it was better for them to get married first and then learn Torah, because the Torah will be with more Tahara, because they take care of the hair problem.
They'll have a,
what?
No hero for them?
There is, but they'll have to just deal with that. There's no other aid for them.
That's not
Sometimes Bnei Yisrael would go to Babel to learn. Most of them would learn where they are. Why did he put this in? He put this in because of the following. You should know, sometimes Bnei Yisrael went to Babel to learn. Why is he saying this? Because he's setting up.
He was telling the
right. Why is Shmuel talking to Bnei Yisrael? Where is that coming from? So he says, no, sometimes Bnei Yisrael would go to Babel to learn. That's who he was speaking to. The same thing in reverse. So then he brings some rayas to this, correct?
Yeah.
And kashas on this. Yeah. Yeah, Ayin Shom. Fine. All the rayas went up. This is Adkan Mechagis Rashi Beit Tam. The question is, how would Rashi answer the kashas of Beit Tam? The Hainu, this Gemara in Gittin. So if you're going to leave them without supporting them, that's a bad thing. And Rashi's learning that that's what the Bnei Bavel are doing. And
you should just say that the family is.
And also, yeah.
Why can't you say that the family is about supporting the wife?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to learn Rashi. But he has a pretty good right to go and get him. If you want to give him some of the case where they didn't have other family, you might get him sounds like. Yeah, and also the first kasha that he asks in Rashi. What about the hear her factor? If the whole point is to get married first, it's great to hear. So you get married and going away, you're still going to have hear. Even though that you could say, because pas pasaloi. Tosis held that wasn't enough of a svara pas pasaloi over here. Pas pasaloi doesn't help when you're mamish leaving for like a very long time.
Yeah, but that's why I say, you see that.
Pasal is only a temporary fix.
Not concerned with here who are before getting married.
Yeah.
Rashi is. That's not focused psychologically. Or subject to your order.
Yeah.
Someone who's never married or someone who's married already.
Let me just get to Bnei Yeshua for 1 second. Listen to this, Bnei Yeshua. All our fans listening out there won't have as much hanah because they didn't hear the discussion while this was on pause. But listen to this, Bnei Yeshua. He says, "Lo yadona my kasha le the Rabbeinu Tam." He says, "I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam's big kasha and Rashi is that after he gets married he's going to go away, and when he's away he's still going to have here." Gavada ben nosoi. Avada, once he's married, loy chashin and lehir her leinin Talmud Torah. Avada, once you're married, we're not worried about here if you're going to go learn. Kida ach chum Rabbi Akiva, like we find Rabbi Akiva. Shnishtar kol ani shnin, that he stayed all those years.
So Bnei Yeshua holds that Rabbi Akiva is an average person.
So I said before, Akiva, don't be raya for Rabbi Akiva. Bnei Yeshua says, yeah, it's a raya. Not this average person, but that Lechari means to say is you wouldn't have done it if it's connected to the normative halacha.
That halacha against this, that halacha, the machlokes is not halacha.
No, it's halacha. What should you do for the past
generation?
What you should do?
It's a machlokes
generation.
This generation.
Talking about
it's a hard
talking about the fact that.
Yeah, but you know what you could say? You could say also with Hamarim, right? Hamarim is once every 6 months. That's a different.
Wait a minute, I didn't think we were talking about the Yetzirah.
Yeah. The Chamorim. The guys that travel once every 12 months, right?
Listen, Tosin's big kasha wasn't from Yetzirah, his big kasha was from the Gemara and Gittin.
The first kasha.
That's it.
The Gemara and Gittin.
Oh, one second.
Not the riot.
1 second. So he says that.
Because you assume that the ones were over Yom Tov.
He says that.
So it wasn't never.
Just tell the right.
He says that, Raya.
Why?
Rabbi Akiva was 12 years. Away. Talk back. You can use Chamorim as a raya or whatever. It's the travelers that there are just once a year.
Yeah, but it's like you see, it wasn't Magbid on the year of he's going to learn. And then he says, Then he says there's other rayas also, not just Rabbi Akiva in Perek.
A lot of
Gemaris that say they went away to learn. So he says, I, the Kashif and the Gemara and Gittin, which is the second Kashif of Tosfos. I mean, that's here. He's saying, you see, a few Gemaras, you see, once you have the wife, he was not a problem. Oh, 1 second, wait. Toys has a second kasha. Gemara and Gittin, when he told them that they're doing the wrong thing. So he says, that's not a kasha either. Why? The B'loi Pirish Namin, Rashi Namin took Shilu, Hodri Reb Yosser, Ahad Berakapapi. He says, because leave out Rashi for a second. He says, anyway, we have Steers and Gemaras. The Gemara and Ksubis brings that the Gemara and Ksubis brings, which the mother keeps also from Ksubis, that a few cases that they all went away to learn. So he says, 1 second. So the first one you see from there, they were once you have the wife, they're not worried about here. And second of all, he says, in terms of Tosfos' second kasha, let's leave Rashi out of it. Tosfos bring a kasha and Rashi. Let's leave Rashi out of it. Anyway, you have a steer between the Gemara and Gittin and these Gemaras. So what are you going to say? Right? B'loi perish Rashi tikshi hod reb of Yosar or hod the perikaf al pi the Gemaras and Ksuvas. Ela al korchok must be. They were going without Rishus. Or people who did have a Rebbe in town that they could have learned by. When you have no choice to go, that you're not worried about. Gemara says in Ksuvas, Tamidim Yotun Shtayim, Mishal Shonim Shaloi Rishus, or Rishus come with the boy in days. Yeah. And Tosfos brings Rabbi Akiva as a raya. Yeah. We'll have to see. You know, let's do it inside because it'll come out much clearer. Everybody look in this Pnei Yeshua and look up the Gemara and Ksubis Tav Samach Beis Amid Beis. You have to see the Gemara and Ksubis Tav Samach Beis Amid Beis with this Pnei Yeshua. And we'll see how he's answering up these kashas. But he is coming from Rabbi Akiva, which is what you guys wanted to say. But you have to see how it's not just Rabbi Akiva. He has a raya that in the Gemara over there. So we'll have Seder now to learn this Pnei Yeshua, and then we'll speak it out on Sunday, and then we'll go right there. Doing it like this, it's not going to come out clean enough. I wanted to see from last time that you're all the same. No, not for no reason.